What's going on up there in Canada?
Nobody knows.
What's there to do in Canada?
Nobody knows.
What kind of folks live in Canada?
Nobody
what kind
knows.
Of animals and plants they got? Do they eat at similar
nobody
restaurants?
Knows.
Are all their cops the Mountie cops? Are there any good vacation
nobody
spots?
Knows.
For these and other questions, tune in to John and Stefan's Canadian Education Program for Foreign Podcasters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another bonus edition of Blocked Party. This is the Canadian Education Program for Foreign Podcasters, number 4. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And we're thrilled to have a returning guest to the program this month. We just actually recorded a main episode with Ryan Williams, who hasn't been on since episode 11, I believe. And our guest on the show today, I think, has not been on since the same, almost the same time frame. I believe your episode 13, maybe somewhere in there. But anyway, our guest, we're thrilled to have her. She is a writer and also the host. Oh, what'd you say, Dan? 14.
Oh, 14.
Episode 14. I was so close.
Yeah.
But she's a writer and one of the hosts of the Web Crawlers podcast. Melissa Stetton is here. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello, it's great to be back.
Oh, thank you. We're thrilled to have you back. I mean, this is, you know, it's just nice. It's because the last time you were on, did not have a podcast. And now you have like a very successful.
That was like 2 years ago.
Oh, more than two
three,
years ago.
I think. It was almost 2018.
Almost three. What is time?
Yeah.
And now you're like a famous podcaster now. It's insane that you even said
to
us.
It's okay. It's
I mean, you guys are doing great, it seems like.
Yeah, it's fun. It's an okay podcast. It's good. We're occasionally on the charts.
Yeah. I mean, I see you guys posting stuff and you got, you know, you're over a million DLs, all that shit. It's
you say DLs.
That's true.
That's what, well, it's
sort of an insider term.
It's a bit of an insider term, DLs.
Yeah.
Not everyone will use it, but I will.
You
I mean, you won't because you don't, you know, you don't check any of that.
I sort of, I don't like to, you know, alienate any of our listeners who might not know what that means, right?
Okay, well, I do.
Yeah,
I want the listeners to know that I'm on the inside.
Yeah,
and they are.
I gotta get this set up.
And they're on the outside.
We got new chairs
in. Yeah,
and
we got
new mic arms, and so we're trying to get the setup just
ooh,
right.
Ooh, fancy!
And the mic arm kind of stays up, but not like.
I mean, it should stay up.
Well, okay, there we go. That's good. I think we got. But now I don't have much space in between the back of the chair and
this
the mic.
Is not.
Well, I don't know. It's really difficult for me for some reason.
I can see that.
It's fine.
Looks
I'm doing
very
fine.
Tough
you also didn't comment on my new glasses. I never wear glasses. You didn't say anything on the previous
Melissa,
episode.
Do you have a comment about Stefan's glasses?
They look very nice.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
They
John?
Do look good. Becca has almost the same pair.
It's probably the exact same pair. It's like the most popular pair on iBuyDirect.
Oh, is that where you got them from?
Yeah.
iBuyDirect.
What the fuck is
that's
that?
That's a real website.
Yeah, and it's
I-E-Y-E.
Oh, you know? Okay.
I've heard. I think I've gotten Instagram ads for that.
That's why I got them. Because I got the Instagram ads.
E-Y-E.
Yeah.
iBuyDirect.
It was fine. I mean, I don't want to do like a free ad for them because I feel like they probably do podcast ads and we could probably get them to do
well,
podcast
yeah, we're
ads.
Doing ads
maybe that's
now.
Where I've heard of them.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, we sold out.
We are doing, well, yeah, this is kind of a, I mean, we haven't started doing them yet, have we?
No, but we're going to.
Yeah. We're going
to
start doing
we
ads.
We sold out
nice,
to the man,
ads.
Melissa.
That's
we're doing ads. Yeah,
Oh, we do ads too. Fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'll sell some fucking HelloFresh delivery.
Oh.
It's good.
Okay, Melissa, I'll throw this out here. Okay, we are two straight white men in our 30s. What do you think the first ad campaign we landed is?
CBD.
Oh, that very
that's
good,
good
guess.
Guess.
Very good guess. But no, it's the other product that they ask straight white men to hawk.
Guns.
Oh, that would be sick,
that'd be
actually.
Awesome.
They send
free
us
guns?
A gun? Yeah.
The that'd NRA.
Be, that'd be awesome. We just shot guns. No, we're doing a Manscaped.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like the class.
That makes sense.
The cock and ball trimmers.
Yeah. So that'll be fun, I think.
I'm just excited.
Like the Dollar Shave Club or whatever.
Yeah. It's like
that. They're sending us some
stuff. It's like
that,
but for your nuts. And I'm excited to see, because here's my thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Have you not heard of Manscaped before?
I've heard of the term manscaping.
Yeah, no, it's literally a company called Manscaped, and it's like razors specifically for your twig and berries.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
It'll be
something new every day.
Yeah. Well, I'm just excited because I'm excited to see, because I don't think you could make like a product that would just be specifically better for that.
Right.
So I'm interested to see like how that, like, I'm sure we're going to get it and it's just going to be like a razor.
Yeah.
But then it, but they just tell you it's for your, you know, so then you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. They're sending us a kit, apparently, yeah. Melissa. We got it. We get to try it out. Yeah, we get to try it out before we do.
Are they sending us one kit or two?
Two.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to share one.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I'll go first.
No.
We just, that's like right before we record.
Yeah.
We're just like, oh, yeah, we both. So you guys do, you're a HelloFresh podcast. See, that's nice. Like, I feel like that I would rather be in the HelloFresh space.
Yeah. And you get your own, because like, don't they do like, you get your own specific like meal kit or something? Is that something they do with
HelloFresh? They do send you meal kits like to try. And the food was actually really good.
Oh,
man. So we didn't have to lie.
That's sick.
Okay.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. The last time we had a sponsorship, because Melissa, you also guested on our previous podcast, Real Good Show. And we actually lost our sponsor of that show because we were too rude when we did the ads.
Because our guests.
Too rude.
Yeah.
We had we were sponsored by SeatGeek.
And we did like a 10-minute riff on like jacking off in the middle.
No, it was that. Well, and it was that, but then we also had one where our friend Jesse Farrar was on.
Yeah.
And he just kept talking about how he hates going to sporting events and he hates going to concerts. And he doesn't understand why anyone would use
this. Oh, yeah, you
gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful. We've had to like edit out some stuff. Like, oh, we can't say that because we're a sponsor of this type of thing.
Oh, yeah. See, we haven't got into that yet. But we did. Sometimes when we did the SeatGeek ads, we would also openly shit on Ticketmaster.
Which they seemed fine.
No,
with?
They didn't like that.
Oh,
they're like, we don't want you to mention our competitors' names.
But we were making fun
of
them.
Like, we said that we like fucking hate Ticketmaster. And they're like, don't mention our competitors' names when you're doing
that. Yeah, we've gotten that note as well. Weird. It's a weird world of podcast ads. And
it is. It is a weird world.
Yeah. I think we'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
I think we'll be good. We've learned. We've matured. We've grown.
Live and learn.
Yeah, exactly.
We have. So speaking of weird worlds, the education that we are giving Melissa this month is on the Canadian television program Ready or Not.
Yes.
Stefan, you said you had never seen it before.
I had never seen it. I'd heard of it, but you said it was on the air from 1993 to 97.
Yeah.
And so I would have been four when it came on the air and eight when it went off the air. And I think I wasn't, and I mean, it's not really aimed at my demographic.
No, it's not. It's definitely a show for girls.
But I still would have watched. I feel like it's the type of show that if I was, you know, 4 years older, I would have just seen on, was it like YTV?
No,
or
Global.
Oh, it was Global.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a little bit about the show before we get going here. So yeah. So Ready or Not is a Canadian teen drama television series that aired on the Showtime Movie Channel from April 3rd, 1993 to 1997, later on the Disney Channel in the United States, and it aired on the Global Television Network for five seasons between 1993 and 97 in Canada. And it is, as of June 2021, in development for a reboot.
Are you serious?
Because why wouldn't it be?
Wow.
Everything's ready for a reboot. So the show basically, like I said, it's typically, stereotypically a show, a coming of age show for young girls.
Yeah.
It follows two teenage girls in the suburbs of Toronto.
Very puberty focused.
Yes. Amanda and Busy Ramone. And they it just follows them throughout life struggles in their different households. Amanda was an only child raised by liberal former hippie parents, including a mother.
I don't know
mother.
If I got that from the...
No, not from the episodes we watched, but there are other episodes that are controversial about that. And she was into New Age philosophy.
Okay.
And then Busy was from a more conservative and traditional Italian-Canadian Catholic household with three older brothers.
Okay.
The show began as a short film, and then eventually the producers saw the show had the potential to be popular, turned it into a series. Throughout the show's five-year run, the girls mature from grade 6 to grade 9, and the show ends when Amanda moves to British Columbia.
Oh, wow. And that is a big Canadian thing, Melissa, is that we say grade before the number.
Yes,
here.
Very important.
I am married to a Canadian.
Oh,
so you're,
I didn't know Martin was Canadian.
Oh, yeah, he's a big Canadian.
Oh, hell yeah. Where's he from?
He's from Ottawa.
Oh,
Ontario.
So you might actually do well on the quiz then if you're married to a Canadian.
I don't know.
I wonder though for the reboot. I mean, is there any information on it, John? Or is it because my guess is if they're going to do this properly, it should be Busy and Amanda as like parents now, right?
Right. The whole like the girl meets world thing.
Exactly.
Amanda apparently live in Vancouver now, and she's a teacher as well as an actor.
Oh, wow.
She ended up being one of the main characters on Andromeda after Ready or Not.
Which they filmed out here, I think. Yes. Yeah, so that makes sense.
And then she stayed here.
Wow.
She's apparently married with two kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Wow. I mean, I enjoyed the show. I mean, I'd never seen it before. I mean, it's obviously, there's some parts that are maybe a little dated.
sure.
Maybe.
Oh, yes.
But there were also, there were parts that were like, oh, this is like genuinely like pretty funny for like a kid's show, right?
I would have, if I had known about it, I probably would have watched it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So apparently the reboot is going to have them involved.
Okay.
Because someone on Entertainment Tonight Canada interviewed them. And the host said, in 2020, everything is being rebooted. If they came to you and said, we want to do a sort of next generation and move Ready or Not forward, would you be into it? And Lonnie Billard, who plays Busy, said, hell yeah. And Laura Bertram, who plays Amanda, said, oh yeah. And then she said, the host asks, where do you think those two would be right now? And then Bertram said, oh, well, it's kind of something that's actually being developed right now. Funny you should ask, but we would be on paths that would be very divergent, that we would come back in much the same way that we saw them grow up as young women. You see them as mature women coming back. We don't have anything concrete at the moment that we've been told from our creator that we are at liberty to say other than it is being worked on.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah. Ooh. So this is, it's coming back.
Okay.
They're making it happen. So yeah. So Ready or Not, we watched two episodes.
Now,
for
did you
show.
Pick these? So one is the pilot.
Yeah.
And then the second one, did you just pick at random?
So the second one I chose,
because that has a very funny plot line.
Strictly, yes. So I strictly chose it because the literal, so all the episodes have names.
Yes.
And the name of that episode was, am I perverted or what?
Okay.
So that was the, is it, am I perverted or what?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Or is it just, am I perverted?
Oh, let me see here.
That's funny.
Yo,
that's
it's funny. Literally, am I perverted or what?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I chose.
That was a great episode.
Great episode. So let's start with the pilot.
Yeah.
So the pilot aired on April 3rd, 1993.
Okay.
The episode title of this one was 32AA.
Okay.
And we're not talking about batteries, folks.
Okay.
Can we
listen to the opening credits to kind of
Yeah, we'll listen to the theme song.
Because the theme song is great. And I feel like it was maybe the first show that did the whole, oh, we're like goofing off in like a photo booth thing, right?
Yes.
Like, I feel, because that's the opening credits. Yeah, the opening credits for this are the two friends goofing around in a photo booth.
Yeah.
And I feel that became like a big cliche, but this maybe was early enough
that
it was the
first
to do it, you know?
Okay.
So,
we'll play the theme song.
We'll play the theme song.
And I guess, is Dan going to play it right now?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to drop it in post.
No.
But no, let's listen to it right now.
Yeah,
that's
let's
great.
Do it. Okay,
here we go. I'll get us right into it.
Well, do you have money?
Because they're also like talking during
the
weekend. Here we go.
And they somehow have a bunch of costumes in this photo booth.
Yeah.
They're like changing their outfits.
I mean, this is just classic early 90s TV show theme music.
It's so good.
Great.
Look at my hat.
Beautiful.
Love it. Okay,
so
that's
I will.
Great. Solid.
It's very solid. So the pilot, the one sentence plot here, and keep in mind, this is the pilot of the show. The plot is, after some attention from an older boy, Amanda thinks she is ready for a bra, even though her breasts haven't developed. Once she gets to school, however, she realizes maybe she's not.
So
this is the pilot of the show.
But I think it does set the tone, right? Like, I feel like, I mean, I've only seen the other episode that you showed us.
Yes.
But I feel like they're all sort of along
they're along a
style.
Yes, ish. Like,
yeah.
So,
because it seems pretty like risque for a kid's show too. You
it
know?
Does.
Yeah.
So Melissa, I want to get your, I mean, obviously we'll talk about the episode as a whole, but as it's sort of like booting up, like the opening scene is our two main characters are having a sleepover and they're both under a blanket and they are shining flashlights on each other's chests.
Do all the shows start with a sleepover? Because the second one also has a sleepover too.
No, they do not all start with a sleepover. That was just for that.
Okay.
So Melissa, as a woman, when it loaded up, you know, what was your just sort of immediate first impression after the first, say, like 3 minutes of the show?
When they're in the tent and they're like under this blanket, I was like, huh? I've never done that. I was like, what is happening? Like, I was kind of shocked. I was like, I didn't know what was going on. And then they're like, oh, yours are perky. Oh, yours are flat. And I was like, oh my God, are they like naked under these blankets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and I was like, no, that's never happened. I didn't do that as a kid. Okay, so like immediately I was.
That was my sort of reaction. I watched it with my fiance, Becca, and I feel like that was sort of.
You asked her, like,
yeah. I was like, this doesn't seem like this seems like what I am hoping happens at girls' sleepovers right. when I'm that age. Like,
I wonder how many of the writers, if the writers were all male.
It was a woman who had written the, who came up with the concept of the show, Elise Rosenberg. Mm-hmm. And she did write, it looks like she wrote most of the first season.
Okay.
And then after that, it gets a little bit, it looks like actually every episode was written by a woman that I can see here, except for, looks like in season four, there's a guy named Edgar that writes an episode.
What's the episode called?
Family Album.
Am I perverted?
Yeah, exactly. Amanda finds a photo of her father with another woman with whom she thinks he was cheating on her mother.
Ooh.
That's the one that was written by the guy.
Okay.
But that's the only, and then he wrote another one in season five about them graduating grade nine.
Okay. Yeah. Can I, so one thing I wanted to touch on.
Sure.
And this is in both the episodes is they're very good with the dream sequences.
Yeah.
The dreams were like, they felt like real dreams you would have because they were very weird.
Right. Very strange they were dreams.
It was like almost sort of like David Lynch for kids to some extent with just some of the weird stuff that was happening. But like, and they do like good foreshadowing for the dreams too in both cases. So in the pilot, the foreshadowing is that she is stuffing her bra with ping pong balls.
Ping pong balls, which also Melissa maybe was that like, was that a thing? Because to me,
it would be like tissue.
No, yeah, right?
Ping pong balls.
Who has that many ping pong balls?
Who has that many ping pong?
Yeah,
use socks. Socks was the thing you use because they can like you can shape them.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
No, that makes sense. I mean, I know. I was like, I don't think I've ever heard of this. Even as like a sitcom trope, it always seems to be, socks or Kleenex seems to be the sort of two. Yeah.
The idea
nobody
was
ping pong balls.
Yeah, I think the idea was maybe that it was just like funny.
It is funny when the ping pong balls fall out of the sink. They fall out and then they bounce off the gym floor.
Yeah, so I think that's what they were going for. And then in the dream, the seventh grade girl who she's sort of like enemies with is stuffing her bra with ping pong balls.
And everyone's laughing.
And those all fall down and everyone starts laughing at her. And like the teacher gives like a big thumbs up to Amanda.
Oof.
That was a little odd.
What
some
a
of the,
dream.
Some of the stuff with the, but then again, it's like a dream, right? So it's like.
That could happen.
I guess it could happen. Yeah. It was very odd, but I was like, at the same time, I was like, this is like pretty for like a kid show.
Yeah.
Like they're kind of going out there, you know?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, this is the first episode of the show, and the show opens with the two girls nude under a blanket, and they're shining a blanket tent. Yeah, like a blanket tent, and they're like shining a flashlight on each other's boobs and commenting on the size of them, which it just didn't, like, okay, here's what I will say, and again, sorry, Melissa, to have to keep, you know, referring to your sort of lived experience that we don't have, but I can remember when I was this age, you definitely would compare like armpit hair or like, oh, I'm getting like a bit of like mustache wisps or whatever. But like, again, I just never heard of girls being like so explicit about talking about their sort of like breast size and stuff.
I wasn't, none of my friends were, I don't think.
Yeah.
That just wasn't, it was more of like an embarrassing thing to talk about. Like it was uncomfortable to talk about. It wasn't like, here, look at my boobs. Yeah. It was like, you just were like hiding them because it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a weird. Yeah. And I can also imagine like probably it sort of forces, unfortunately, it probably forces like male attention in some ways. Right. Too. So then that, I feel like that sort of baked into it as well as like, if you know, when you start to develop in that way, then you have to now deal with, okay, I agree that there's maybe more of like an embarrassment factor associated with that because, you know, men are gross or whatever.
I never had big boobs, so like what's sad is that like my friends' boobs were growing and I was like, wow, can't wait till my boobs grow. And then they just like never did. And I was like so bummed. I was like, oh man.
There was one.
Now I'm like, oh, who cares?
There was one like part of the episode that was like, I thought very funny, which was like how, like just her, the way she talks to her, Amanda, talks to her mom and was like, well, like if I don't wear a bra, they're going to be saggy like yours.
Yes, that was also
such a sick burn.
And then she did it a second time afterwards as well. She brought it back twice. And the mom, to her credit, was, you know, she was like,
well, that was the part that Becca was really like, because yeah, so there's a scene, so in the opening, yeah, Amanda likes this guy that's a year older. Mm-hmm. And she's jealous because Busy, she feels like Busy is starting to develop breasts and she's not. And so then she's like, I need to sort of show that I'm developing. And the way to do that is by buying a bra. And then she like brings it up to her mom. Like, mom, I need to go buy a bra. And Becca was like mortified. She's like, I would never have said to my mom. Yeah. Like,
I would have never said that either.
Yeah. She was like, I can't.
I was like embarrassed.
It. Yes, totally. That's what Becca said too. And like,
I think my mom was the one who suggested to me to buy a bra when I was like 14 or something. She's like, oh, we should go get you a bra. Like, I never suggested it because it was just.
Yeah. You didn't want to talk to your mom about that. Yeah.
Well, totally. No, I would never.
At breakfast, like the day after she gets the bra, the dad's like, hey, great work, honey,
that
or whatever.
So,
oh my
fucked.
God, that was so creepy. I was watching that. Like, he kept getting closer to her and like putting his hands on her shoulders, like massaging her.
Very
and I was
weird.
Like, stop touching her. Yeah. Stop touching
it was
her, please.
Very, very strange.
Oh my God. Yeah. So let's back up a hair. So basically, what happens is she has a crush on this guy. Mm-hmm. He's playing truth or dare with the older girls on the playground, which, by the way, I want to commend. This is how you know it's a Canadian show, because the playground is a fucking dump.
Yeah.
Like, it is the ugliest playground. It's like,
it was like
shit's
the
like
the metal
falling
and wood.
Apart and yeah. rusting. And like, that's how you know it's just like, wow, we just found a local school in Mississauga and we just filmed it.
Yeah, they nailed
it, like,
that.
It, yeah, they did. It looks
and then
like
there's like
shit.
A shitty field as well.
Yeah, it looks like yeah. absolute dog shit. And so the grade sevens are kind of all talking. And then the older grade seven girl who also has a crush on this guy that Amanda has a crush on.
Mark.
Yeah. Yes. He is dared to go. He's literally dared to go commit sexual assault. That's the dare. The girl yeah. literally says, go find a grade sixer and touch her private parts. That's like literally the dare.
Like, yeah, grab her. And it was very, yeah. And yeah. so he picks up.
Yeah, because even the show was like, well, we can't probably have him just like grab her chest.
Yeah.
So he picks her up in a bear hug Amanda. And lifts her off the ground.
Yeah.
And then says, nice tits, what's your name?
Nice tits.
Yeah. I had to pause and take a break after that.
Well, because it was also funny because it's a Canadian show and she's wearing like seven layers. So like if you've never met yeah. this girl before, you wouldn't even, she's wearing a full winter jacket.
But that was part of the dare was you had to say.
Did he have to say nice tits?
He had to say something about, yeah.
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 Oh,
that
okay.
was part
Got
of the
it.
Dare. So
God.
Yeah.
But, nice tits. What's your name?
Yeah.
Incredible.
And that was like the first 5 minutes of
For
the show.
First 5 minutes of the show that's ever aired.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then that's when
I
she's
know that
like,
she was like, she was instantly in love. Like, oh
yeah.
I love him. Like, imagine a guy saying that.
Totally. Well, and it was funny, Melissa, because, yeah, so at the start of the show, when they're first at the playground, he skateboards into the playground, and then that's when she's like, oh, Busy, like, I love Mark. He's so cute, which I can buy that part. But then you would think that mm-hmm. after a guy comes up to you, picks you up off the ground, and then is like, hey, nice tits, what's your name? That wouldn't make you swoon harder.
Yeah.
That would make me, I would fall in love with him because any attention from boys when I was like 10, I would be like, I'm in love with you.
I guess that's fair. I could see that part of it for sure. Where you, because you wouldn't know, yeah. I guess when you're that age, you wouldn't know that that's sort of like a problematic
no,
or like offensive.
You would have no idea that that's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's a good point.
Did that lead into the dream or was the class?
So that led into the, yeah, because then she decided that she needed a bra.
Right.
And I think she tells Busy, right, on the phone or something that she was going to get one. Then she has the dream about the grade seven girl having stuffing her
bra. With ping pong balls.
And then that's when she like says to her mom, like, we got to go to the bra store
yeah.
and get me a bra.
Yeah. I looked it up. The bra store is open till 9 o'clock. So we yeah. go tonight.
Yeah. We get, cause the mom was like,
that's
okay, we'll go on the
she's
weekend.
Like, it's open till 9.
Yeah.
Shops are open till 9.
And the mom's like, okay, I guess we have to get you a bra.
And then
tonight.
There's the old lady who runs the bra store.
Oh,
I mean, what
that
was
whole
that?
Montage thing.
Oh, yeah, it was literally the 1980s trying on clothes montage, but with
bras.
A bra and the old lady bringing new bras in for her to try. It was, yeah. It
Do
was
you guys
something.
Remember what the old lady says? Because it is so funny.
What did she say? It was something so crazy.
It's insane. So Amanda is obviously, the implication is Amanda is topless in the change room, which has a curtain.
Oh, and she then comes in.
Yes. Yeah. And then the mom is like, oh, Amanda, like, I'm going to hand this bra to you. And then Amanda's like, no, no, mom, you can't come in here. And then the store clerk, who's this like 65-year-old Eastern European woman, like opens the curtain. And then Amanda screams. And then she goes, don't be shy. I see many beautiful breasts every day.
Oh, yeah. What? That was insane.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That's not okay.
No, it's not okay at all. Imagine that. Like a store clerk just barges in and she's like, this is my job. I just see boobs
just
all day.
Old lady.
Don't even worry
sees
about
boobs.
It.
Yeah. I feel like I just want to make it clear. I don't think that happens in Canada that much.
That's much.
Yeah. I mean, maybe back
like,
in
I just
in
wanted
the early
to be
90s.
Clear for our American listeners. This isn't like a normal Canadian thing.
Yeah, it's shocking to the Canadian viewers as well, I think. And again, I had never seen the show at all. So this is all new to me too. But how many episodes have you seen, John?
Oh, I've probably seen most of them.
Yeah.
Like, but not in like years and years and years, but I've probably seen most of them. Yeah. Because it was like what I would compare it to is like a Saved by the Bell. Like it was like you'd get home from school. And this would be on at like 4 p.m. or whatever. So you just watch it.
Yeah.
Then this show is very difficult to watch for multiple reasons. But then so she buys the bra and gets home. And then we just see her in the bra. She's like 12.
Yeah.
It was very uncomfortable. She's like she's wearing this sort of vest, but she's got the like top four buttons undone. So you can just sort of see her like just wearing the bra. Which is
it's odd.
Didn't care
odd,
for that.
An odd, odd choice.
Yeah.
I think the
It was interesting.
I think the only thing that saved me was like being able to remember like watching this as a kid.
Yes.
So I was like,
it's not aimed at us.
Into my kid brain and be like, okay, because I thought Amanda was smoking hot when I was a kid. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, for sure. So I was just like,
she's a pretty gal.
Yes, exactly. So I'm not saying now, obviously, but I mean, I got into my sort of kid brain of like, this is, you saw this when you were 10. This is just, you're 10 right now.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that part was very strange to me. And then, so let's get into the scene with the dad, because that was, I mean, that was an absurd.
What was that? Yeah.
So she wakes up the next morning. She's got the bra on and the bra straps are visible underneath the top that she's wearing. That's obviously like she wants people to know she's wearing a bra.
Yeah.
And then
her at the breakfast table, her dad's like, oh, I heard the news, honey. Like, congratulations. And just like keeps sort of bringing it up in a very weird.
Well, he also says he stayed
home. He's like,
home
it's not a big deal, dad. It's not a big deal. And he's like, it is a big deal. She's like, no, it's not. Leave me alone.
Well, and he says he stayed home. Like he didn't go to work yet. Cause she was like, so her mom left for work early. Yeah. And then she comes downstairs and she's like, oh, dad, you're still home. And he was like, well, yeah, I decided I wanted to make sure I saw you before you went to school. Cause this is a big day. Like I can't even wrap my head around that. Like my sister is 33 and has two kids. And to this day, my dad, if you talked about my sister's bra in front of my dad, he would be like, oh, oh God. Ah, what are we talking about? Stop it.
Yeah. I never talked to my dad about anything as a kid.
Like that just
didn't talk to him. We didn't talk about anything.
But is this the new age parents though? Is that maybe part of
maybe,
it?
Maybe, I guess.
But he
I
didn't
guess.
Seem like a new
he
age
didn't
guy.
Seem
he was dressed
new
like
age-y.
A businessman.
Yeah, he was dressed in a suit.
Yeah. I mean, it's the pilot, so maybe they're still getting their footing under them. But then it gets to the classroom
just
scene.
Feeling things out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she's doing like a presentation.
Yeah.
Right? And that whole scene. So I guess she had taken the bra off at this point because she had heard
someone snapped her bra.
Yeah, someone snapped the bra.
And then she heard
they were making fun of her.
Other girls in the washroom were making fun of her.
Yeah, like she doesn't even need one. Why is she even wearing
it? She's not wearing the bra anymore, but I guess it was like in her desk or something.
Yeah, she shoved it in her desk. And she had one of the classic like elementary school sort of like cubby desks. Yeah.
And so she's doing her presentation, and during the presentation, one of the boys in the class gets her bra out of her desk and they start tossing it around the classroom.
Yeah.
And then the teacher's like, I mean, that's something that I think could happen. Like that's a real, like in terms of how kids like bully other kids, that's realistic. And then the teacher takes the bra and puts it in his desk for some reason.
Dude.
That seemed like a little, it's not like it's a phone.
Dude.
Like, no.
I mean.
That was weird.
Like at least like give it back to a man. I don't know. Yeah. What do you do if you're a teacher? What do you do?
I am a male teacher. Mm-hmm. So as a male teacher watching this episode, like that part made my skin like crawl into my ass. Like if that exact situation happened to me and like the bra, so they throw the bra around the classroom and then it lands on a globe at the front of the classroom. Yes. And then the teacher just picks it up and puts it in his head. I would never touch a girl's bra. Like a student of mine, like never in this exact situation. Like to me, it would be like lava. I would be like, I'm not looking at it. I'm not touching it. I would probably leave the classroom. Honestly, I would leave and I would get like I would get a female teacher. I mean, right now in the year of our Lord 2021, like as a male teacher there, I was like, this is insane. Like I would
go get a female 100%.
I would be long gone.
But this teacher in the show picks it up. And I don't know if I was hallucinating this or not. I think he like dabbed some sweat off his brow. And then he puts it in his desk drawer.
And then
like
comes to see me
after class.
Yes, and then she comes in after class and he's like,
Here's your bra.
Here's your bra back.
And she's like cleaning the chalkboard or what's she doing? She's like doing extra work for him. She's like, do you need anything else done?
Yeah, it was.
Didn't care. Mr.
Is she
Norris
just staying after class to like avoid other kids?
I think that might have been it.
That was the implication. Yeah.
Okay.
That was fucked. And I one thing I did like too is the kids make fun of her where they're like, oh, Amanda, are you ready to present your project?
That was good.
Instead of project.
I'm gonna give them that.
That's pretty
that
good.
Was
joke.
Pretty good.
That's
for
a pretty
kid.
Fun little joke.
For like
that's
a 12-year-old.
Good.
Yeah.
But again, like in my experience, and Melissa, maybe you can speak to this a little more too. Like, I don't think it was a big, like, I don't remember girls starting to wear bras and ever thinking, like, why is she wearing a bra? Why is we got to make fun of her? Like, that was just never. I mean, you know,
it
as a guy,
a
you would certainly notice that girls were maybe developing
maybe
or
it was
whatever.
An early 90s
thing.
But you would never think to be like, why does she think she needs to wear a bra? Like, what? Oh my God. You know, like,
I remember like the bra snapping. Like, that was a thing guys did to like hit on you. But it was never like, why is she wearing a bra? Like, it was always just like, okay, yeah, you're wearing bras now. Like, nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said it was weird.
Yeah. That part of it was very strange to me. Like, I don't think that would have been like a big topic of convo.
Yeah. And I will say, Busy sort of betrayed her friendship.
Yeah.
A little bit,
Busy
she
was laughing,
making fun of her too. Yeah.
How dare she?
Yeah. So that was a little disappointing.
Especially because
Busy's
we
part.
Learn that Busy's, you know, she's got something going on there at the start of the show. We learned that. So you'd think she wouldn't even be.
She would be understanding.
Yeah.
You
she'd
know?
Be like, but, I should probably be wearing a bra too.
But they got over it pretty quick at the end.
Yeah.
Right? They just sort of like laughed it off.
That's a very classic Ready or Not thing where like there's a lot of episodes where the central plot is a conflict between Amanda and Busy.
And then it's just immediately solved.
Yeah. It's a high school.
I guess
sitcom.
It's sort of realistic, right?
Yeah.
Like, that would just.
That's nice.
Just forget about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
that was the first episode, right?
That was episode one. That
was
the pilot
first
of the show.
Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we what's wrap it up for us? What are your overall thoughts on the episode, Melissa? Just watching it. You know, because this is again, it's about go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, well, first I was just like horrified. I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy that this was on TV because I never saw anything like it. But then I was like, wait, well, this is very like progressive and like it's really good that this was on TV because I never saw anything like it. And it would have helped girls my age because I was like the right age when that was on. And there's definitely some things they would change, like the comments of like the woman in the bra store or like when she said something like, oh, yeah, this will definitely get the guys paying attention to you, like, definitely get rid of that stuff because that's not good. The sexual harassment stuff, like, there's definitely some updates to be made, but like, overall, I'm like, okay, this was kind of cool that it was on.
Yeah, it seemed fairly progressive for like the early 90s. And maybe that's because I don't know if I could see that being like, if that show was on in the US, it would be like protested probably, right?
I mean, it
like,
was on in the US, but it's interesting that it started airing on Showtime. Like that to me is really interesting that that's where it was on first.
Showcase or Showtime?
No, Showtime in the States.
Okay, yeah.
So I wonder if it was because at first they were like, well, this is too sexual.
So like, it was on a cable. Like
but
a
then it ended
cable.
Up on the Disney Channel
right.
From 96 to 2000.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh.
What were some, were there any like Canadianisms that you noticed in it, Melissa?
Well, the whole like grade 6, grade 7.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. Other than that.
It did. Yeah, I was going to say it didn't
maybe
seem
the Utes?
That.
Yeah, Canadian. there was some definite
a
like
bit
Canadian
of
accent I noticed a few
Utes.
Times where.
Some Utes.
Yeah.
And I think the way people were, a lot of denim, I think. A
lot of denim.
But yeah, it didn't
sure.
seem
oh, yeah, sure.
It didn't seem that overtly Canadian to me.
No, not episode. At all.
Not from that. So. Yeah, I agree. I would just say like, yeah, the things that seemed Canadian to me were just the like the school setting looking really bad, right? Because like if you think about like Saved by the Bell, right? Like Saved
Such
by the
a
Bell,
cool
had,
looking school.
Yeah, they had their own restaurant, and all the kids drove cars.
Oh,
and like I know they're in grade 6, but like usually you gussy up the high school a little bit. Like most of the U.S. high school shows are set in California.
Yeah.
It's all outdoor lockers and all that, you know. So this kind of felt Canadian, and even just the way that they were dressed in not only denim, but also wearing like winter clothing, like you
polar
would think,
fleece.
Presumably again, with the stars of your show,
the sweaters.
Yeah. You want them to maybe like look a little hipper.
Look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that felt like Canadian to me, but yeah, I mean, one thing I will say to sort of piggyback off of what you were saying, Melissa, is again, I watched this with Becca. So Becca was born in 91. So she said she saw it in like reruns. But she said in a lot of ways, it kind of felt like a bit of like sex ed for her, like watching it as like a young girl, to the point where she was like, I almost wonder if like teachers would have shown like episodes of these,
they probably
of,
could
the, of this show in classes just to sort of like answer some questions about sex. Because
both episodes had sort of those like sex ed style questions being asked.
Yeah.
Answer,
they love
right?
a suggestion box.
They do love the suggestion box
in these episodes.
Oh
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was episode one.
That's episode one. So the other one that we watched is the season finale of season 2.
Yeah.
And as it was the title of it is Am I Perverted or What? Is the title of the episode. And I'll just give a brief synopsis and we'll start talking about it. When Amanda and Busy listen to a sex talk radio station, they believe that Busy's brother Dom is one of the callers and is having sex. Amanda thinks her curiosity of intimacy means she's a sex-crazed pervert.
Yeah, I mean, there's more to it than maybe that's letting on, but it opens again with them at a sleepover.
Yes.
And they're listening to,
like a
sex call-in show.
So in Canada, we had a very famous sex show called the Sunday Night Sex Show with Sue Johansson.
Yes.
And so I think this is sort of who it's patterned after. It was like a radio call-in show, but then it was also on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like our Dr. Ruth.
I think like Loveline.
Yes.
Loveline with Dr. Drew and who else was on that show? Was it Adam Carolla?
Adam Carolla.
Was that Loveline?
Yep.
Yeah, that was kind of like, I would watch that as a kid. And people would call in with like questions. Yeah.
So yeah, that was the only one I ever remember about Sue's show. Was someone called in and said if they didn't have condoms, if they could use Saran wrap? And I always remember that.
Good question.
Wow, I was like, okay, that's like that's a 14-year-old, like really just trying to sort of figure out.
Yeah.
If I Saran wrap my dick, is that kind of the same thing or no?
Yeah. So there weren't any questions on that level. There was one weird question. But the first question is a guy calls in and says that his girlfriend makes him wear sunglasses, different pairs of sunglasses every time they sleep together. And that the sunglasses...
Different
pairs.
Yeah, that his girl insists, because that's his main concern. It's not even so much that she wants him to wear sunglasses.
They're expensive.
But that he's got to spend $20 every time he wants to.
$19.95.
Yeah. That he's got to spend $19.95 every time he wants and to so fuck then, her because she needs it to be a new pair of
Busy
sunglasses.
Busy recognizes the voice and is like, that's my brother Dom, right?
Yeah.
Who has like the classic like Jonathan Taylor Thomas hairstyle going on.
Oh, the middle part?
Great.
He is hot as hell.
That's what all the comments on the video were like, oh, I used to have such a huge crush on Dom. I love Dom. That's what all the YouTube comments were like. Yeah.
Okay. So that was like, you got into your kid brain there, Melissa, and you're like, if I was watching this show when I was younger, I would have
been. Yeah, because he's what, like
Oh, he's probably like
17,
15,
something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So then then they kind of go, Busy and Amanda are like, we need to like do research and figure out like, is this my brother for sure?
Yeah, like they become detectives, they sort of say.
So they go to the sunglasses store to like
check the price
and they're like, oh, it was $19.95, which I don't think that really proves anything. But anyway, this is the store that he goes to buy the sunglasses.
Yeah.
And then
they break into his room.
Yes.
And they find three pairs of sunglasses hidden in a drawer.
Which like, you don't need to hide it. Like no one knows that it's like
no
a
one would
thing.
Think like, wow, like, he bought three pairs of sunglasses. I wonder if he's wearing them during sex.
And then Busy and Amanda are like hanging out in the backyard and Amanda's like, oh, do you have sunscreen or sunblock?
Yes.
And Busy's like, it's
well,
in the
first
bathroom.
Busy's like, can you put sunscreen on my back?
Yes.
And it's like weirdly like, okay. Like do it yourself, Busy. Weird.
Yeah, I would say, because it was funny watching yesterday, Busy was like, or Becca was like, does Busy end up being gay on the show? Like, Busy has very big gay vibes, but she doesn't. Okay. Busy has a boyfriend for like most of the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So then
Busy, I think, actually has more. Busy has a like steady relationship for like a lot of the show, and Amanda sort of bounces around a little bit. That's sort of their dynamic is like,
yeah.
Busy,
okay.
Busy.
She's
dates
sort of
this guy
the Jerry Seinfeld of the show. Yeah. Because she's dating teenagers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But so she goes inside and is like, well, the sunscreen is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she goes in the bathroom, but Busy's brother Dom is having a shower and he's singing. And this, I think this has fallen off.
Yeah.
It's singing,
on top
singing
of spaghetti.
Mount Smokey. Yeah. That song used to be huge in the 90s on top
huge
of Mount Smokey.
Song.
Yeah,
song.
It did.
That song has, like, I feel like Zoomers, they don't know about Mount Smokey. Or
well,
about,
I always called it spaghetti.
I heard both.
Maybe
I heard
that's
both
a
versions
BC
of it.
Thing, Mount Smokey.
Well, but this is an Ontario show, though.
I know.
And they said Mount Smokey.
No, they didn't. They said spaghetti.
No, he says Mount Smokey.
No, he says spaghetti.
He says Mount Smokey.
I promise you, he
I
says spaghetti.
I guarantee he says Mount Smokey.
No.
He says Mount Smokey. I'm 100%
Dan,
sure.
Dan, bring it up. We got to fucking... This is insane. He says on top of spaghetti because he talks about losing his meatball.
Yeah, but that's still the same song.
They say on top of Mount Smokey, I lost my poor meatball.
Yeah.
No.
That's what he says in the song?
Yeah, but I guarantee he said Mount Smokey.
No.
Because I wouldn't have remembered Mount Smokey without hearing it.
Well, you would have because the tune is so distinctive.
No. I'm 99% sure he said Mount Smokey.
Come on.
Yeah. There's a link in the Discord, Dan.
I don't know what to think.
I guarantee.
Well, as you shouldn't. Have you ever heard Mount Smokey before, Melissa? I've only ever heard spaghetti.
No, never. It was spaghetti, meatballs.
Thank you.
So
spaghetti.
It was like, what, 7 or 8 minutes in, probably?
Yeah.
If you just hop around.
That.
Oh, wait, I just saw it. Go back. Yeah, okay.
While he's in the shower.
Yeah, so
okay.
Like she's on the way up the stairs and he's singing.
Yeah.
It. Okay, here we go. This is perfect timing.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Great.
Smokey. What? I was right.
I don't know.
Listen. Okay, listen. It's coming up. The music is also very weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Like a theremin. Old Smokey.
Oh, so neither of us are right.
I was more right, though.
I mean, it's tough to say.
Anyway.
Yes. So Amanda,
he said on top of Old Smokey.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're
old
right.
Smokey.
That is, he's wrong then, I think.
He is wrong.
Yeah, anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so she goes into the bathroom to get the sunscreen. He's in the shower. Then he just is like very chill about it,
mm-hmm.
which like they're both too chill about it.
Yes.
Like if you were like, she's 12 or whatever, and he's 15. Neither of you would be this chill about it.
No.
You would, she would either scream.
I would run.
Yes.
I would close the door and be like, oh my God.
Exactly. And he's just sort of like, what's up, girl? Like, he's way too confident. Yeah.
But this does bring us to the next dream sequence.
Well, can I just say one thing real quick?
Yes.
That I think is very good. So in the beginning, and because we were talking about, the show has like legitimately very good laughs.
Yeah.
In parts. So part of the radio talk show is they're talking about kissing, or like while they're listening to the radio talk show, because Amanda's seeing a guy named Danny right now. And she says that she wants to French Danny, that they've only been fish kissing, that he kisses like a fish.
Fish kissing.
Yeah. And that they don't do French kissing, and she wants to like step it up a bit. And then after this scene is over, it hard cuts to Danny and he's wearing a shirt with a fish on it.
Yeah, that was a good
bit. Which I thought was very, very good. Very nice touch.
Yeah.
And then if you notice, he's like afraid. So then she's like, French me. And he's like, and he doesn't want
to.
He's like, I won't. I'm scared, whatever. And then later on in the show, they do end up Frenching. And when that happens, they meet in a park and he's wearing a baseball jersey and the baseball jersey says Big Kid.
I love that.
So it's like the show's foreshadowing, like, I'm growing up. I'm about to French Amanda. Let's go. I'm a big kid. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I did like how Danny said, he's like, I thought girls like to take it slow.
Yeah. Danny's a feminist.
He said
Danny's
that to Amanda. I was like, good for him. Yeah. Yeah. Good for him. Yeah.
He's a good boy. And Amanda's like, well, guess what? We don't. Whip it out. I'm ready.
I know. She's like, hell no. Like, fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, Amanda, what?
Well, then it was also very funny when they meet on the picnic, in the park, on the picnic bench. And he's like, the reason I didn't want to kiss you is because I had hot sauce and garlic and my breath was horrible.
That's right. Which is a classic excuse.
Yeah, classic excuse.
But there's
good excuse.
There is a dream sequence.
So yeah. So anyway, we'll get back to the main. That was really a very side plot.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So we'll get back.
There's a dream sequence where Amanda's dreaming about the shower thing again, and she goes. She's walking up the stairs. She goes into the bathroom. The shower is on, and then Dom sticks his head out of the shower and he's wearing this huge pair of sunglasses. And then
the big sunglasses.
The novelty, the like Norm MacDonald, like novelty
and
sunglasses.
And offers her a pair and is like, put these on. And then she like wakes up, right? And I mean, again, I think they nail how weird dreams can be. They do a good job.
They got
with the
dreams
sequences.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think, what happens after that?
Well, so I also want to point out, Danny has another good line where she says she wants to French kiss, and he says, what, you don't like the English way? Which I also thought was quite
good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Danny's funny. Yeah.
Danny's funny.
Yeah.
And he's also like, I think the show's kind of insinuating like French people are just like sex-crazed.
Yes.
You know, sex-crazed insane people, and English people are like Puritans, which is not probably completely wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then it goes on to... into their whole thing where they get caught in Dom's room when they're like looking for the sunglasses, and then Amanda calls in to the radio show and asks about, she says like, oh, is it a little bit weird to sort of think about sex all the time? And then she says, I saw my friend's brother in the shower and I saw his penis. Like, she says that, which it doesn't look like in the show. Like, she doesn't say I saw his penis, but I think she says like, I looked down there and I saw something and I didn't want to look away. It was like her big thing. Like, I wasn't afraid of seeing his penis, which I think if you're a 12-year-old girl, any dick is scary, I think. I mean, I'm not.
Yes, right?
Correct. Like, that's okay. Thank you. Like, I feel like I'm putting you on the spot a lot, Melissa. So I'm glad you just jumped in, because I feel like that is, I mean, hell, you could be any age of woman and like dicks are just not great.
Yeah.
So I just
Seeing them for the first time, like seeing pictures of them or like in person, it was like, ah, like it was weird.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Scary.
Because I also think, right, you wouldn't see like an erect penis necessarily at the start, because you see it in like textbooks or whatever. It's like seeing your first like actual like big penis has got to be like, whoa, Jesus, you know?
Yeah, it's like it gets that big. Like,
what? I'm supposed to do what with that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So She's like, I looked in his penis region and it didn't scare me. And it was totally like, I wanted to look more. Does that make me a pervert?
Mm-hmm.
And then the
that's where the title of the episode came.
Yeah. From. And then the talk show host is just like,
am
no,
I a pervert
like
or what?
Yeah. What? Come on, doc. Am I a fucking pervert?
What?
Or
what's
what?
The deal?
Hey. And then the doc's like, no, that's normal. You're it's a normal. Girl. You want to see.
It's again, very progressive.
You
want to
see
right?
dicks. Yeah. And that's like chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of the end, really. The only thing that I thought was really weird is, so again, they have a sleepover.
Oh, is this the weird call?
They're trying to catch Dom.
Oh,
yeah, but
yes.
There was the call about the voyeur. Remember?
Oh yeah, that was super.
Where
weird
the guy's
too.
Like, "Oh, my friend likes to look at women changing in their houses from like out in the bushes."
Yeah,
and then
that was weird.
The call in doctor was like, "Oh, yeah, he should stop doing that. He's gonna get arrested."
Yeah,
which I guess is good to let kids know that you shouldn't do that. But it was still kind of very jarring to hear in like a kid's sitcom.
A weird aside, but then so the part that I thought was kind of weird again. Is that it was just too casual because so Busy's listening to the show and she obviously identifies that this is Amanda calling into the show and talking about her brother. Because she doesn't really try to hide. She's like, I saw my friend's brother in the shower. Like, so Busy like asks her about it, but like was again so chill about her like talking about her brother's dong.
Yeah.
Like she was just like, oh, like, haha, like you saw my brother's dick and you liked it. Like, whoa, like you wouldn't be like that at all. You'd be like, why did you walk in on my brother in the shower? You sick? Like it wouldn't be that. It was way too chill for me. I thought.
It seems like in both episodes we watched, there's like incidents between the two friends that would cause them to stop being friends, but they kept, but I guess that's maybe a testament to how strong the friendship of Busy and Amanda is. Right. So, it's a beautiful thing.
I like the beret part where Dom called again and they're trying to catch him. They're like, Busy's like, we're going to listen. And then if Dom calls in again, I'm going to run upstairs and pick up the phone to see if he's on the phone. And then he calls again. He's like, and now my girlfriend wants me to wear berets.
Oh yeah. That was funny because he was like, I hate wearing hats.
Yeah. That it wasn't even that it was a beret. It was just that he hates hats in general.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow.
And then it was also, I did like too, that Dom. So at the end of the show, they're having a sleepover and they actually have a tent in Busy's backyard. And Dom comes out to, I think he confronts Amanda too, right? Where he's sort of like, hey, I heard you on the radio. Like, you should change your voice.
Oh, remember
up or
to change your voice next time.
Next time you call in, you should probably change your voice. And he's just like, I got a date with Cheryl. And he's just wearing like a leisure suit, which like a teenager would not. It's like a yell. It's like a canary yellow, like leisure suit.
But maybe
suit.
That's the next fetish thing, right?
Maybe. Oh, that's actually a good point.
I thought it was a missed opportunity. I thought it was going to be like him walking off, putting a beret on and like walking out
and like the sunglasses. Yeah.
I thought that so would have been,
and for sure it didn't, it was like missed opportunity for like
a good gag.
I agree.
But overall, I think good show, you know?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty
progressive and had some funny parts and you know,
it was a good show. No, I would watch more.
Yeah. Becca and I were like, maybe we'll rewatch some more of it.
I guess the most Canadian aspect of it is that it was like sort of progressive and like open about,
about
talking
sex.
About sex and stuff. Cause I feel like that happens more up here than down in the US, maybe at like public schools and that sort of thing potentially. But I don't know. It didn't seem like
it
could have, it didn't seem that super Canadian otherwise. Maybe it was just those two episodes, you know?
Yeah. But, I don't know. I mean, it's like even looking at some of the synopses of the episodes, it doesn't seem like it's extremely Canadian at any point. Like there's not like,
but maybe they're looking for that crossover appeal, right?
Or something.
Right?
Yeah. This is the only one that really stuck out as Canadian. A casting director picks Busy for an audition over Amanda for a commercial starring Kurt Browning.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty Canadian.
So that's pretty Canadian. Do you know who Kurt Browning is, Melissa?
No, I don't.
He's a very famous Canadian.
That was question one
skater.
Of the quiz. So
yeah, you failed. You got zero. No,
failed.
No, it wasn't. You're good. You're
shit.
Good. The other thing I want, there was like two other things I wanted to mention about this episode before we move on to the quiz. One thing I noticed in Dom's bedroom, he has a pennant on his door and it just says hockey school.
Okay, well, that's pretty Canadian.
Which I thought was cool. Well, it's Canadian, but it's also just like, it doesn't mention what hockey school it is, or it just says,
it just says hockey school.
Yeah.
Which I loved. And then the other thing is, so when Amanda is deciding whether or not this stuff makes her a pervert, she looks up the word pervert in the dictionary.
That's right.
And
oh my God, that's right.
This, I was like, I felt so seen. Like when I was a kid, like, cause my parents, we did not talk about sex. I definitely learned about sex. I can specifically remember looking the word orgasm up in the dictionary. Like,
oh yeah.
Like
I 100%. Love my
dictionary. Yeah. I was like, and that was how I found out about sex words. So when the show did that, I was like, they were on the fucking pulse here. That really spoke to me.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, overall, we all think we like it.
Yeah, it
we
good.
All said it was good. I will say it was surprising. It was surprising to me how much I enjoyed it. I thought I was going to hate it.
Yeah, no, I think,
same.
I can see the reboot working, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right.
All right. Great job, Melissa. Yeah. Thank you. We're going to end the show with a Canadian quiz as we promised.
Oh no.
So this is, I have to say before we get to this quiz, Derek, our past guest, actually got a question right, and me as the quiz master, I got it wrong.
Yeah, and so did I.
And so did you. I said
I still beat Derek.
The question you did. But the question was, how many maritime provinces are there? Derek said three, and I said I thought there was four.
But Newfoundland
technically doesn't count as a maritime province. So Derek was actually right. So Melissa, Stefan has gotten a perfect score before of 12. Derek is our highest scoring guest with 4. So your target really is to see if you can take down Derek. Yeah. So it's 6 questions, 2 easy, 2 medium, 2 hard. Easy questions are worth 1, medium questions are worth 2, hard questions are worth 3. How it'll work is Stefan's going to write down the answer on his phone, so I know he's not cheating. So we'll just wait until he writes down his answer. You don't have to write anything down. You can just say your answer once he has his written down, and then he'll say his. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Question number 1. This is the easy questions. Which other Canadian school-based television show, which was named after a high school, spawned the career of Drake?
Oh, I know that one.
Okay, so Stefan, are you locked in?
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa, go ahead.
Degrassi.
Stefan has Degrassi as well. You're both right. That's correct.
That's a great start.
Yes.
Both scored 1. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Question number 2. And Melissa, like I said, I do like to try and tailor these questions a little bit to our guest. I know you're a huge basketball fan. You have You're wearing a hat that says basketball on it. The Toronto Raptors came into the NBA at the same time as another Canadian franchise. Which team was it?
Another Canadian franchise.
Yeah, at the same time. So they came into the league. I will tell you, I'll give you a hint. They are no longer in this Canadian city. So they have since moved. But when the Raptors first came in, they came in with another team that was based in Canada.
But not... Oh, wait, I'm trying to think. It was an NBA team? No.
Yeah, NBA. It was an NBA team. They were here for like 8 years.
Okay, is it the Vancouver Grizzlies?
Yes, there you go. Vancouver Grizzlies, you got it. Yeah, okay, so you got 2. So you, Melissa, you are already past our first guest, Lydia Burrell, and you've now tied Kath Barbadoro. So you're already tied for 2nd, most points ever. So you're doing great. Okay, so these are the medium questions.
Okay.
And this one I actually think is maybe more medium for Melissa than it is for Stefan. Stefan might not get this one, but we'll see.
Oh, wow.
Because Melissa, of course, you are also a former model. So I thought I would sort get this dialed up. So which Canadian model and actress was named number 1 on Maxim's Hot 100 in 2000?
In 2000?
Canadian model?
Oh, boy. I don't think I'm going to get this one.
2000.
It might be a hard, but I just thought I would go with it anyway.
Are there any other hints?
It was like 20 years ago.
I will say that
she's Canadian.
She's like not famous for anything other than modeling, really. Although she did act. I'll give you a hint. One of the movies she acted in was Planet of the Apes in 2001. Which she won a Razzie Award for Worst Supporting Actress for.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a guess.
Okay.
I don't think it's right though.
Stefan.
Chrissy Turlington?
No, that's not right.
I put Pamela Anderson, but I know it's not.
No,
her.
It's Estella Warren.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't. Dang.
That was a tough one.
Sorry, I know that was probably a little ahead of a medium, but that's okay. This question was spawn, and I think Melissa, you might have a shot at this one because you said your husband is from Ottawa, so I'm assuming you visited. Uh-huh. So I'm assuming you visited, but we'll see.
I've been to Ottawa.
Oh, there. Okay. So you probably have a chance at this one. What is the location of the Canadian government buildings called in Ottawa?
Oof. The location of the building.
Yeah, it has like a two-word name.
Okay. I think I
something
got
square.
Nope, it's not something square.
Is that?
No, I'll let you have another guess.
Starts with a G. What it
doesn't start with a G.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Stefan,
Parliament Hill.
It is called Parliament Hill. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, the Canadian Parliament buildings. So you've probably been there if you've been to Ottawa. It's like right in the middle of downtown.
I've probably driven past.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Okay.
Damn it.
That's okay. We're now on to the hard questions. So we'll see how this goes.
Oh, no.
So Stefan is currently sitting at 4 points. Melissa, you're at 2. Canada's only female prime minister was in power for less than a year in the 1990s. What was her name?
Okay.
Oh, God.
Well, I just thought we were doing Ready or Not. You know, it's a very progressive female-based show. I thought, you know, why not include this in here?
I think you could have switched that with the Maxim question.
Yeah, probably. You think this one's easier than that?
Yeah.
For a Canadian, probably.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Queen Elizabeth?
Okay.
That's a great guess.
Decent guess. Kim Campbell.
I don't know.
Is the correct answer, yes. Kim Campbell.
No idea who that is.
No, you wouldn't.
And it was for less than a year, too, right?
It was, yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Okay, and the last question, another hard question. The territorial capitals of Yukon and Northwest Territories both have a color in their names. Which two colors are they?
The capital of the Yukon
and Northwest Territories. Yeah. So both of them have a color.
They're the
in
same.
Their names. Different color.
Two
color,
different colors.
So it's going to be two answers here. The two different colors.
Thank you for not asking which one belongs to which one, because that.
Oh, you don't know. If
I always mix them up.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Well, I'll let you guess that after.
Okay.
I would say name green.
Okay.
And green and red.
Okay.
See, I felt like you wanted to say white, and I wish you would have said
yellow
white.
White.
Felt like I could see it on your lips that you were going to say white and you changed it to red.
I was thinking.
Yeah, white.
It's yellow and white.
It's yellow and white.
And it's yellow knife and white horse.
Yellow knife and white
now,
horse.
Now, white horse is the Yukon.
Yeah, white
and
horse.
Yellow knife is Northwest Territories.
White horse is the Yukon.
Okay. Yellow. That's a real wrench.
Yellow knife. Yellow knife. You wouldn't
it's
think
a cool
of
name.
It.
It's a very cool name.
No idea.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, hey, look, you're tied for second. Stefan, you did very well. You got 10 points.
Yeah.
Melissa, you got 2, but that puts you in a tie for second with Kath Barbadoro, so nothing to be ashamed of. But I might say, given that your husband is Canadian, you know, maybe just learn a little more.
Citizenship anytime soon.
Are you going to try?
Are you going to try
to become a Canadian citizen?
You have to live in Canada for 6 months.
Oh.
In order to get your citizenship, and I don't know when that's gonna happen.
Like, does Martin ever want to go back? Like, maybe if his, you know, career in Hollywood sort of ends, is there a thought that he would like to go back to Canada? Or are you guys pretty?
Maybe he just became a U.S. citizen.
He's here
for good. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I like Canada. Canada's nice.
Yeah.
Have you been anywhere other than Ottawa?
Oh yeah, I've been to Vancouver and Toronto.
Nice. Okay. So that's really
Vancouver Island.
Oh, okay. That's rare. Not a lot of people have been over there. Victoria?
Yeah, it's real nice.
It is real nice.
Up there.
It is real nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you never been to, you're from Michigan. You've been to Windsor probably.
Oh, yeah, I went there to buy alcohol.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Go to Detroit, drive over the bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. What's that bridge called again?
Yeah. Isn't it the Gordie Howe Bridge?
Oh, did they rename
Windsor
it?
Windsor Bridge, maybe?
Did they rename it?
I thought it was renamed to the Gordie Howe Bridge.
Yeah, you might be right.
Be the Gordie
Howe. It's like one way it's named the Gordie Howe Bridge and the other way it's named something different.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm checking.
I feel like you should know this, John.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
It's not open yet. That's the new one. They have opening in 2024.
Okay. What's the old one?
It's
like a long word, I think.
I feel like it is too.
It's not like the international or like
it is the and
isn't
I know
there a tunnel?
No, it's called the Ambassador Bridge.
The Ambassador Bridge. That's right.
Okay. Oh yeah.
We have one listener from Michigan in particular who I know is screaming at his stereo or his headphones while we were talking. But yes, the Ambassador Bridge, but they're fixing it and they're building the Gordie Howe International Bridge.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Bridge to buying alcohol if you're a teen in Michigan.
Absolutely. Well, I grew up in a border town as well in BC. So it was the same kind of thing. We had people come over from Washington State all the time. It was a big, because they would we'd go to bars too. Like, did you ever like party in Windsor?
Oh yeah, I went to bars.
Yeah. That was a big thing because it's like a beach town. So there was like a bar on the beach and people would come over from Washington State and then go to that bar. And it was... It was a shit show. I didn't go that. I mean, I'm not really a bar guy, so it's not like I was in there too often, but it's a great place if you wanted to see people from high school that you hoped you never saw again. So yeah, it at least had that going
fun.
For it. Yeah, that's always fun. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Great to have you. Thank you for watching two episodes of Ready or Not with us as well. Very generous.
Oh,
with
my
your
pleasure.
Time. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug?
I mean, I guess just my podcast, Web Crawlers. It's like a fun true crime comedy thing that's fun. And that's really it.
Cool. Hell yeah. You can follow Melissa on Twitter and Instagram at Melissa Stetton. Check out her podcast, Web Crawlers. And thank you so much for donating to our show and for continuing to be a patron. And I guess we should say too, Stefan, we talked about having ads off the top, which we have not talked about previously. They're not coming in until August, but we will be offering
end of August.
Yeah. Is that what I said?
You said just August, but it's August now.
Sorry. So. I meant like it's not coming until the end of August. Anyway, yes. We will have ad-free versions of the show on the Patreon as well. So keep an eye out for that. If you're someone who just can't get through an ad read, we got you covered. Yeah. So don't stress.
Don't worry.
Thank you for donating. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you back here very soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.